Let's talk about the big environmental news in Pennsylvania over the last week. The resignation of John Quigley, who was the head of the state's Department of Environmental Protection. Quigley's gotten a lot of flack for using the F word and other impassioned language in an email he sent to environmental groups working in the state. Marie Cusick of State Impact Pennsylvania is covering the story. Marie, what did Quigley's email say, and how did it lead to his resignation?
Yeah, well, he sent this email the day after some legislative committees had taken some votes to block environmental regulations for drilling, oil and gas drilling, as well as a vote to give themselves some more power over the federal Clean Power Plan, which is designed to curtail greenhouse gas emissions. So Quigley was pretty angry that this had happened, and he felt like environmental groups hadn't really stepped up and said much about it. So he sent off this angry email a day later. It surfaced about a month later, and he resigned. But really, when you talk to people close to the situation, the email they said was really just sort of the last straw, in that he had a fraught relationship with both the governor's office and the administration and the legislature.
In his email, he accuses environmentalists of staying on, quote, your moratorium hobby horse. What does he mean by that?
I think what he meant, and I have to say here as well, I've tried repeatedly to reach out to him and talk to him and get his side of the story, but he hasn't, as far as I know, he hasn't talked to anyone yet. But I think what he meant is that some of the environmental groups have really just repeatedly beat this drum of, like, let's ban fracking. And I think the point was, like, hey, that ship has kind of sailed and you're really not adding to the conversation or helping anyone make the environment better when you just keep talking about banning it.
So what does the situation say about the revolving door between environmental groups and the oil and gas industry and the people who hold jobs as environmental regulators? John Quigley did once work for a statewide environmental organization, Penn Future. Before he had this job at DEP, the top job at DEP, and he was also secretary of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources.
From what I understand talking to people, he felt like he was speaking in this email to, you know, friends or colleagues or peers that he felt like perhaps he could be candid to. Yeah, I mean, I think he did have a close relationship with these people he sent the email to and felt like he could speak frankly with them. But clearly the way he went about it was unprofessional. It was an angry tone. But I really think the sort of scandal that bubbled up around it was more about the fact that shortly after he sent this email, suddenly some environmental groups started running attack ads against some Senate Democrats. And they started raising questions, contacting the governor's office and saying, hey, what is this we hear about this email? We didn't vote the way Quigley wanted us to vote, so is he encouraging these groups to run ads against us? So it just created this situation where, you know, I think the governor's office just felt like he was kind of a liability for them.
Is there any evidence that that is true or that it sort of happened that way?
When you read the email, he actually doesn't mention anybody by name or say, please run attack ads. You know, he urges them to act and say, look, you know, the environmental community really doesn't have any influence in Harrisburg. So what are you going to do about it? Like, are you just going to sit around or are you going to do something? So, no, there's no smoking gun here that links this to those attack ads. But, you know, I talked to one of the state senators yesterday, Senator John Udichek, a Democrat. He still feels like, having read the email now, that it's evidence that Quigley did inspire the ads.
So what's next? What are the implications of Quigley's resignation for the state's oil and gas regulations, the updated regulations, and moving forward on the Clean Power Plan?
People are definitely concerned about what's going to happen because although he was a polarizing figure, he certainly was seen as a very strong advocate for environmental causes. Chapter 78 is the name given to these updated regulations, and they include both regulations for the newer Marcellus shale wells, as well as the conventional industry, which has been around since the 19th century, since oil was discovered here. And the department's been working on this for years, I should say, actually before Quigley even took the helm. But they've just become really controversial, and the industry has fought them really hard. So, you know, there's a lot of fear that these conventional regulations just might get thrown out.
Well, thanks, Marie.
You're very welcome.
Marie Cusick is a reporter for State Impact Pennsylvania. She says environmental groups have denied running attack ads in response to Quigley's call to action. That includes Larry Schweiger, the head of Penn Future, who received the email. Schweiger says his reaction to reading it went something like this.
It's clear that John's frustrated, too. To be honest with you, that's exactly what it was. It's like, I'm frustrated too, you know. We all are.
Schweiger says the legislature is interfering in the governor's rulemaking on environmental issues. And he didn't take it as a scolding just for environmental groups like his.
Frankly, I think it's more a criticism of the lack of engagement by the general public as well. And I would also add to that the media. The media has, I think, neglected the process of oversight.
You can read the text of that controversial email at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.